Hi, this is Patrick Jones, assistant pastor of Life Church in East Syracuse, New York, and I am your pastor for the day. I have a question for you. If I take this orange that I have in my hands right now and I squeeze it with everything I have, do you know what's going to come out of it? If you answered orange juice, then you'd be correct. No matter how many times I've tried, or if anyone has tried, they have been unable to get something else to come out, like apple juice or lemon juice. So my next question for you is, why does orange juice come out? Well, that answer is simple, because that's what's inside of it, orange. So let's extend this metaphor to you and me, and someone squeezes us. How would they do that? Well, maybe they say something about you that you don't like. Someone behaves towards you in a way that you find offensive. And out of you comes anger, hatred, bitterness, tension and fear, anxiety or stress. And immediately you say, the reason that comes out of me is because of what they said, or the way she said that, or because he did X, Y, and Z. But the truth is, and the reality is, that what comes out is what's already inside of you. You may not like that answer, but every time you feel like you're getting squeezed, I want you to understand, you're never going to be able to stop every person that comes in contact with you. And you're not going to be able to stop people that offend you or prevent them from saying something mean towards you. But I'm here to tell you that you are different than that orange. And if you don't like what comes out, then the truth is that you can change what's inside and ultimately change what comes out. Ephesians 4, 31 through 32 says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. So what can we do in these moments that when we let out that anger, hatred, or bitterness, we need to stop and take a deep breath and think, what do I want to let out right now? How can I reflect the love of Jesus Christ at this moment and show forgiveness just as he's shown me? Do this and you'll see a difference in how you respond to people, and you'll see a difference in what comes out. I am Patrick Jones, assistant pastor of Life Church in East Syracuse, New York, and I am your pastor for the day.